Earth and Sky.
The Life Science Research Program that's supported by NASA and NSBRI, while aimed at making sure that astronauts get good medical care and are safe in all their activities, has tremendous benefit for people on Earth.
You're listening to Bab Soller, team leader for the National Space Biomedical Research Institute's Smart Medical Systems Group, and this is Earth Sky's Clear Voices for Science. Dr. Soller spoke with Earth Sky's Jeremy Shear about a non-invasive sensor, one that uses light to penetrate the skin. She said this space medical sensor provides sophisticated medical diagnostic capability to astronauts in space or people on the ground without special medical training.
So let's start with your early work on the sensor. How long have you worked on it, and what were you trying to accomplish at first?
Well, I've been working on the technology for the sensor for over 10 years. The problem was originally brought to me by the military. The military was looking to have a wearable, non-invasive sensor that they could use for remote triage of soldiers on the battlefield. Medics were interested in having a sensor that they could use to identify patients who weren't overtly bleeding, but might be in danger of going into shock. So that was the problem we originally set out to solve. But as you can imagine, these requirements or the need to have a sensor that could be used for remote medical diagnosis, particularly in an emergency situation, is something that's very applicable to NASA.
Can you tell me about some of the specific applications for the sensor for an astronaut in space, on the space station, say?
So on the space station, we would have two potential applications. One would be for emergency medical care, and another one would enable the astronauts to exercise more efficiently. Right now, the astronauts on the space station have to exercise 2 hours, and that's a set amount of exercise time. We would like to be able to provide them information that would tell them when they've exercised enough, and hopefully it would be less than the 2 hours, and they would have that time to do something else, like science experiments on the International Space Station.
So now tell me, how does the sensor work?
The sensor uses near-infrared spectroscopy. Near-infrared light is the wavelength or frequency of light that is just a little beyond the visible region of the spectrum. And we use that wavelength of light because we can put the sensor on the surface of the skin, and near-infrared light will penetrate through the skin and through the fat and into the muscle. Some of the light that penetrates into the muscle is absorbed by the small blood vessels or capillaries in the blood, and it's the information in the blood that we want to analyze. So some of the light is absorbed by the blood, and some of the light, and most of the light, is reflected back out of the surface of the skin. So we capture and analyze the light that's reflected back out to tell us what was absorbed. And from that absorbent spectrum that we collect, we can calculate muscle oxygen, muscle pH, and blood hematocrit. And one of the things that's unique about our sensor is that we can make these measurements very accurately, no matter what somebody's skin pigment or ethnicity is and whether they're male or female.
Before this sensor, how would these measurements normally be taken?
Normally, you would need a needle in order to draw blood from a patient, and the blood would have to be sent to the laboratory for analysis. And if you wanted to monitor how a patient was doing over time or monitor somebody during exercise, you would have to stick them with a needle each time in order to sample. And that blood would have to go to the laboratory for analysis. Because our sensor is non-invasive and takes readings every 30 seconds, we can get a continuous reading of these parameters and follow somebody during their medical treatment or during their exercise.
I understand that you're turning to use the sensor to measure the metabolic rate of astronauts as they go about their day-to-day activities in space or on a lunar base. So tell me about that.
When astronauts are working on the lunar surface, they have to carry all of their life support with them. And in particular, we have to make sure that they have enough oxygen to let them go about all the activities and all the work they had planned for their extravehicular activity or their EVA. So we want to make sure that no matter what the level of exercise they perform, they have enough oxygen. And the higher intensity or the harder you work, the more exercise you're going to consume. So we need to have sensors that are on the astronauts that allow them in real time to measure how much oxygen they're consuming, because we want to make sure no matter what they do, no matter how far they get from their habitat, they can do the exercise they need, the walking, and the scientific tasks they need to do on the lunar surface and still have enough oxygen and not consume the oxygen supply that they're carrying on their backs. So what our sensor does is in real time, it measures the metabolic rate or level of oxygen consumption. And eventually it will report that to the astronaut, and there'll be a smart or intelligent system that will help them plan their activities so that they can make sure that they don't run out of oxygen. It may advise them, like, okay, don't do activity 3 on your checklist because you're running low, or, you know, get back to the base now, or stop, or you need to walk more slowly because at the rate which you're walking, you're consuming oxygen at too fast a rate.
Are astronauts using these sensors now?
No, right now we're not using our sensors on the space station. Our current prototype's a little too big to fly in space. However, we do have several systems at the NASA Johnson Space Center, and we're in the spring. We will be planning to actually put our first sensor on an astronaut inside a space suit for ground testing at simulated lunar gravity.
So part of the process now is shrinking them down enough to the point where they can actually be used in space?
Right. That's exactly what we're working on now.
So I understand that there are applications for the sensor right here on Earth. Tell me about that.
So we're working on a number of Earth-based applications. Of course, there are many sports-related applications that are related to the metabolic rate projects we're doing with NASA. But probably the most compelling applications are the ones related to caring for critically ill patients. We expect the sensors will be used to provide an early warning of patients who are at risk of going into shock from either undetected internal bleeding or from cardiac failure.
That was Dr. Bab Soller, who, in addition to being a space researcher, is also a professor at the UMass Medical School. Our thanks to the National Space Biomedical Research Institute, Innovations for Health in Space and on Earth. For this and other free science podcasts, visit the subscribe page at earthsky.org. I'm Deborah Bird, and you've been listening to Earth Skies, Clear Voices for Science.
We're at earthsky.org.